In 2018, I spoke with Chris Ronald backstage about his record Fragments and the inspiration for his song Everything Goes Green.
The theme of the album, I guess, Fragments, the idea there is that the songs just kind of develop from these fragments that I stumble across in life, whether it be something from my own life or somebody sharing something from their life. And, for example, a story from this guy who was just happened to be at a show of mine and came up to me afterwards, was telling me how much he loved it and how the songs resonated with him, and he happened to be a championship curler, and so he said, "I'm kind of interested in maybe talking to you about doing some live music at the club." So we met for lunch a couple of weeks later, and he told me this story about how he technically died on the curling rink during a championship game. He had a major heart attack. He was out for 5 minutes, and he was revived on the ice and then whisked away to hospital and lives to tell the tale. And I was like, crikey, you know, there's a song in that. I've got to write a song for that guy. That doesn't happen every day. So that song was Get Back in the Game. And then the opening track, Everything Goes Green, was inspired by clearing out a storage room in my basement and then finding this tub of rackets and, you know, tennis rackets, badminton rackets, emptying that out. And then all that was left after I'd emptied the rackets out in the corner was a pile of dust and sand and the wedding ring I'd lost 8 years previously. And then it dawned on me, hang on, it's also our 15th wedding anniversary today, right?
Wow.
So there's these moments where it's like this, I feel like the songwriting gods are speaking to me. I've like got to capture it in a song.
Summer's coming to a close. I'm throwing out the withered rose. It might be the last one of the year. Summer's end is drawing near, and you and I will carry on. Another solstice come and gone. Fortunes ebb and flow with the sea, but it's the same, you and me. Autumn colors come on. Everything goes green again before too long. Autumn leaves drifting down, spinning rugs of red and brown. Summer games forgotten in the grass. Autumn soon will come to pass. And if our promise ever fades, it's just a layer of dust away. Journey through the album of our lives for our promise to revive. Winter branches come on. Everything again. Winter deals an icy blow. Seasons hidden under snow. favorites ever faithful to return. Winter's grip no longer firm. And if we wander from the path, it's not to squander what we have. I'll watch another summer winding down. No, we'll always come around. Springtime showers, come on. Everything goes green again before too long. Everything goes green again before too long.
In 2017, I spoke with Stephen Fearing backstage about themes in his songwriting.
Since I started, the very first song I ever wrote, I was 18, 19, and I took, I left Ireland where I grew up, and I had spent a summer and a winter and another summer living in Minneapolis, Minnesota, with a friend who I met in school in Ireland who's an exchange student. So I was coming back to Canada to visit my father, my estranged father. It was awkward as hell. But I was going to visit with him and stay with him for a few days. And I was on a Greyhound bus. I took a Greyhound from Seattle up to, it's a long story. I could keep adding. But I was on a Greyhound bus and I thought, God damn it, I got to write a song. I'm on a Greyhound bus. And up until that point, I'd been playing coffee houses, but always doing covers. And it was in the back of my head that at some point I was going to have to climb on the horse of writing my own song. It was terrifying because you spend your whole sort of apprenticeship as a performer playing songs by Joni Mitchell and Bob Dylan and Neil Young and they're the greats. So when you go to write your first song, you're comparing yourself to some of the classic songs of all time, and you fall short. And you fall short over and over and over and over, and maybe for the rest of your life, you always feel like you're trying to reach that, but it's very daunting the first time. So I wrote this song called Rocky Mountain Side, and the themes of the song were about leaving, traveling, and going to somewhere. So I realized that all of the themes that I've been writing about for the rest of my life were in that song, and I've been writing about that ever since. The journey is fascinating to me from the perspective of what you see on the way, and it's a great metaphor. You're always leaving something behind. Sometimes it's bittersweet, sometimes it's grief, sometimes it's joy, but there's so many things in this, the road song, if you want to call it that. On Every Soul's a Sailor, it's a theme again, but it's really concentrating on this album on the idea that the wherever you're going to get to is, in some ways, I mean, it may have been the reason you got in the car in the first place, but it's sort of unimportant. It's the getting there that's important.
Every soul's a sailor rolling on the deep, the tinker and the tailor, the beggar and the thief, the winners and the failures, the shepherd and the sheep. Every soul's a sailor rolling on the deep. Born into creation, drawn toward the light, with blind imagination, we go swimming in the night. And the guiding star of fate shines for our mortality. Every soul's a sailor rolling on the sea. Look before you leap. Every soul's a sailor rolling on the deep. I drove into the mountains, I left the world behind. I sing around the mission with a half a case of wine. And I stared up at the night sky, pure infinity. Every soul's a sailor rolling on the sea. Read the cards and weep. Every soul's a sailor rolling on the deep. Rolling on the deep.